gave me a promotion. Just now got my stripes.
Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate Tooth Powder for a naturally brilliant smile present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Joe Kearns, Opie Case and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. I got my bag, I got my reservation, any time I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Devon, that's the time we leave at Devon. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back home. I never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Gotta take a little oodaloo, a sentimental journey, a little a doodle a doo. Gotta take a little oodaloo, a sentimental journey back home.
Well, Judy Canova has returned from her summer on the farm and is again living with Aunt Agatha in Brentwood. As our scene opens, she's talking to Aunt Agatha and writing in her diary.
Let's see now how I begin. Dear diary.
Judy, you mean dear diary.
Oh, shucks, I spent so much time around cows this summer, I reckon I forgot myself.
Did you actually milk the cows, Judy?
Yep, I was tail gunner on the ball turret. Let us see now. Dear diary, Van Johnson don't love me no more. Of course, that's only according to the fortune-telling machine.
What did your fortune say?
It said you weigh 118 pounds and stop kidding yourself about that guy.
Judy, why do you waste your time on a silly diary?
Well, you see, it's sort of a kind of a record of what I do, Aunt Aggie. Oh. Sort of like saving souvenirs and other pimentos. Let me see now what I've wrote down here. Dear diary, I didn't have no fun on the farm this summer.
Judy, that's not right. I didn't have no fun on the farm. Now, if you were doing it again, how would you correct that?
Next time I'd have me a boyfriend.
Judy, stop putting that pencil in your mouth. You look as if you're wearing purple lipstick. It's incredible.
No, it ain't. It's indelible. You know, Aunt Aggie, I felt kind of lost this summer on Uncle Archie's big old farm. Me, the only girl, and all them farmhands.
Were there many, Judy?
Aunt Aggie, they cooked for so many farmhands, the cook had to go through the stew in a submarine to see if the potatoes was done.
But your Uncle R.T. raises such wonderful farm products. When he comes to town, do you know what he gets for his tomatoes?
Yeah, perfume and nylon stockings. You know, Aunt Aggie, I feel kind of blue. No romance on the farm and no romance here neither.
Judy, the reason you don't attract more men is because you have so many inhibitions, phobias, and frustrations.
No, that ain't true, Aunt Aggie. We never even had those new cigarettes in the house.
Well, Miss Judy, I got some wonderful news.
Howdy, Geranium. What's up?
Well, I got a letter from a boyfriend, Pomeroy, overseas. Yeah, he called me his dear little atomic bomb.
Yeah, he did. I wonder why he called you that.
Well, Miss Judy, he said that those bombs are made of molecules and geranium.
You mean uranium. Uranium is something that comes from the earth. It's dug up.
That's right. Pomeroy dug me up on Central Avenue.
Say, tell me, me, Geranium, what did Pomeroy do in the war?
Well, I think he was a sniper, honey.
A sniper?
Yes, Miss Letta said, no luck so far. I spent all my time on my knees shooting nothing but boxcars.
Gosh, everybody has a romance but me. I never had much luck with servicemen. Now, you take that time I went rowing with a sailor in Westlake Park. Gosh, I sure learned something I never knew before.
Well, what was that, honey?
I didn't know I could swim.
Judy, I never heard you mention a sailor. How did you ever meet him?
Well, you see, he whistled at me, Aunt Aggie, but I turned on him and I said, is that the proper way to approach a nice, respectable girl who lives at 1762 Ravenhurst Drive, phone press Q1136?
Where's that sailor now, Miss Judy?
Oh, he's in Honolulu. He wanted me to send him money to get home. But I was broke, so I just sent him a check for 100 kisses payable when he returns.
That was a nice thing to do, Judy.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Some girl in Honolulu cashed a check for him.
Well, perhaps we'd better leave Miss Judy alone, Geranium. She has work to do on her diary.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm leaving right now.
Dear diary, I wonder why I never get anywhere with men. Everybody says that to be popular, a girl should have a winning smile. I have a winning smile, but why must I have a losing face? I'd give $1,000,000 if Van Johnson would just walk up to me once and say,
pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. What's on your mind?
Well, Senorita, would you borrow me a gas coupon?
But, Pedro, rationing is over. Why do you want to borrow a gas coupon?
Well, Senorita, I would like to drive down to Hollywood and Vine and pick up 5 gals. I think one of the gals I go with is crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah.
What does she look like?
Well, she's sort of thin and she weighs 300 pounds.
Pedro, how could she be short and thin and weigh 300 pounds?
Well, Senorita, I said she was crazy. I was at her house until 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was waiting for her mother and father to go to bed.
Till 2 o'clock in the morning?
Si.
Why did you stay so late?
Well, Senorita, you cannot tell how a girl will turn out until her folks turn in.
Tell me, can you afford to take girls out on your salary?
Oh, si, Senorita. When I take the girls out to eat, I always split the check with them.
Yeah, you split the check?
Si, I split it down the middle and give them the half with the figures on it. And figures are important. Si. Remember, 30 days, Hacienda, April, June, and Sombrero. All the rest have 31 except July the 4th. And if you have a 50, you sure can celebrate, no?
Gosh, everybody has dates but me. Even Pedro goes out and has fun. Oh, there's the phone. Hello?
Hello, Miss Canova. I can't tell you how delighted I am to know you're back. This is Benchley Botsford speaking.
Huh? Botsley Benchford? Botsford Bentley?
I'm afraid I have the wrong number. Is there an idiot on the end of this line?
Not on this end.
Judy, that must be Benchley Botsford, the young millionaire. He's been trying to contact you all summer.
He's been trying to contact me? What's he like?
He's young, handsome, and he's a millionaire.
And he's been trying to contact me? Oh, Mr. Botsford.
Yeah?
Contact.
Thank you.
That was Ann Ganova playing her interpretation of the St. Louis Boogie. Now a word from Colgate Tooth Powder. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Because scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate Tooth Powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate Tooth Powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder. Well, a telephone call from Bentley Botford has Judy all excited. As our scene opens, she's still writing in her diary.
Dear diary, Bentley Botford, the handsome young millionaire, is coming over tonight, and I want him to think I am beautiful. I hope I can turn the lights out fast enough.
Tell me, Judy, you look beautiful in your mink coat. Why don't you put that on?
Oh, shucks, Geranium, that coat ain't me. That's nothing but cat fur.
Cat fur? How can you tell?
Well, I had to beat it with a club 9 times before I could put it on. Gosh, Geranium, men sure notice a girl's figure, and I want to look my best tonight.
Well, I'll do my best to make you look pretty, Miss Judy.
Thanks, Geranium. Oh, you better get out my express company girdle.
Express company girdle? Say, why you call it that?
Well, it holds your trunk for 30 days, and then it's not responsible. Gee, I hope Bentley Botford's handsome and polished and sophisticated.
Say, you know something? I got the same ideas about men, honey. I like to spend an evening with a handsome, suffocated gentleman.
Geranium, you mean sophisticated.
No, honey. When I sit on the lap, they suffocated.
Oh, it's Winchester, the butler. Howdy, Winchester.
Oh, Miss Canova, it's really jolly to have you back from the farm, I must say.
Well, Chuck, go ahead and say it.
You know, before you left, you informed me you were going back to the farm to help step up egg production. Did you accomplish what you set out to do?
Gosh, all I did was offer encouragement. The hens did the setting. I didn't have much influence with them chickens, but I sure had a pull with the cows.
Oh, really? You mean the cows were cooperative and gave?
Yep, those cows sure cooperated. Why, do you know, when I was too tired to milk those cows, all I had to do was hold on and they'd jump up and down.
You must have your little joke.
Yeah, I know. The big jokes are too hard to find. Yeah, it takes time for reconversion. Say, Winchester, do you know anything about Bentley Botford? I got a date with him tonight.
Congratulations, Miss Canova. He's from a long line of Botfords. Why, when he was only 3 years old, he was in Who's Who.
Well, shucks, I'm from a long line of Canovas, and when I was only 1 day old, I was in How Come.
Judy, there's a man here with a package for you.
Flowers for Miss Canova.
Gee, that's wonderful. Where are they from?
Well, I picked them in our sunken garden. In our sunken garden. You see, I got them in our special hopper. I caught the bride's bouquet at a wedding.
Say, this package don't smell like flowers. You sure you know what you're talking about?
Am I sure? Why, I'm an expert on flowers. I've planted hundreds of orchids, carnations, radish, onions, bird. Nothing comes up but watermelons.
Judy, this is exciting. Flowers from Bentley Botford. While you open the package, I'll read the note.
Okay, Aunt Aggie, read it out loud.
Dear Miss Canova, I hope you will wear this corsage tonight. I sent you these because it's the only flower I know that reminds me of your face. Oh, isn't that wonderful, Judy? What flower did he send?
He sent a cauliflower.
Gracious, Judy, a cauliflower? Oh, but wait, here's a note from the florist. Read it.
Says, Dear Miss Canova, Mr. Botford asked us to send you something appropriate. We looked at your picture and sent you vegetables because we thought you had a hungry look.
I can't understand that florist doing a thing like that. He caters to all the movie stars. Why, he even supplies Lana Turner with flowers.
Yeah, and what has Lana Turner got that I ain't got? And if I had it, I wouldn't be asking these silly questions.
Miss Canova?
Yes?
How many members in your family?
Well, we...
What radio program are you listening to?
Well, I...
What is your favorite breakfast food?
You see, Mr.
Do you mind if I borrow the lamppost in front of your house?
The lamppost? What for?
I'm taking a poll. Haven't you heard of the walking poll?
Walking poll? I've heard of the Gallup poll.
Well, we're not in such a hurry.
Gee, I was hoping that fellow was delivering another package from Benchley Botford.
Benchley Botford, isn't that a romantic name, Judy? Even his initials have poetry. B.B.
Yeah, Daggy, and that's one B.B. I think I ought to go gunning for. Just think, for a while I was really a man-hater.
You a man-hater?
Yep, I couldn't get a man and I hated it.
Judy, I'm beginning to get a little worried about Benchley Botford.
How come?
Well, how could Benchley remain single this long? Do you suppose he's married, Judy?
Well, I can always tell a married fella from a single fella if he takes me riding in his car.
What do you mean?
First, you go riding with a fella and wait till the car stops on a lonely road. If he looks in your eyes, he's single. If he looks in the gas tank, he's married.
Now, here's Judy to sing what she calls a cutie pie song.
Don't bother me with all your sweet talk. Baby, I've heard it all before. Don't say you're sorry and pretend you're my darling, 'cause I just don't believe you anymore. I saw you riding in the roadster. I saw you taking in the town. Hop down and throttle to the floor, for it, my baby. Don't expect me to let you hang around. Nah-huh. I saw you jiving in that juke joint. You hung around till 3 or 4, maybe more. You had your fun and now you say that you're sorry, but you can't hang around me anymore. Now, baby, don't hang around my doorstep. Don't hang around me anymore. Don't hang your hat up in my parlor, my baby, or I'll hang you right out up on the floor.
Doctors prove palm olive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a lovelier complexion in just 14 days. Women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, young, older. Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day palm olive plan improves all types of skin. Just do this. Wash your face with palm olive soap. Each time, massage your face for 60 seconds with palm olive lather, then rinse. Do this 3 times a day for 14 days. This cleansing massage brings your skin palm olive's full beautifying effect. Remember, doctors prove the palm olive plan can bring 2 out of 3 women a lovelier complexion in just 14 days. So get palm olive soap. All day long, Judy has been writing in her diary. As we look in on her now, she's still at it.
Dear diary, I want to look my best for Benchley Botford. I wish my fingernails were longer. Too bad I had to cut them short on the farm this summer, but the cows kept complaining.
Well, Miss Judy, I bet that Mr. Botford is handsome. Sounds like the athletic type. Spent all his summer at the beach.
Oh, shucks, Dream. I've met those suntan Romeos before. Their love wears off along with the tan.
Honey, that's something I don't have to worry about.
I've been rubbing my chin all day. What's that a sign of?
Oh, Miss Judy, that means a fight.
A fight?
Yes, ma'am. If you rub your chin, it's a sign you're going to have a fight.
Yeah, and if I rub my eye, it's a sign I've had one. Well. Say, I better put that down in my diary. Oh, well. Suppose if I'm going to have a fight, I'm going to have a fight. That's all they are to it. Ain't no
Judy.
Huh?
Judy, dear, your old friend, the Count de Montfort, has come to welcome you back. He's here now.
The Count?
Yes.
Oh, golly, and I'm expecting Benchley Botchford.
Look, Judy, the Count brought you this gift.
What is it, Aunt Aggie?
Oh, it's just an inexpensive little trinket. Oh, what do you think of it?
Confidentially, a trink. Well, I suppose I better go and see him. See those writers about that gag. Howdy, Count.
Ah, ma chérie. Ah, dis enfant, vous êtes très charmant ce soir. Vous êtes très magnifique.
That's right, Count, and they took the parts off canned goods, too. Did you hear?
Ah, ma petite, did you get my little gift?
Yeah, Count, I did, and I hardly know what to say.
Oh, but, chérie, I only paid a trifle for it.
Yeah, that's why I hardly know what to say.
Chérie, I hear that you are interested in another man.
Why? Well, Count, you see, he's good-looking and strong and virile.
Oh, forget the athletic type, chérie. What about me? Tell me, how do I stand?
Goodness knows, Count, it's a miracle to me.
But, chérie, you cannot toss me so lightly. Aside? I have always been by your side, in your heart and on your mind. And you know where I will be when I am 60.
When you're 60? Yeah, on Social Security. I'm sorry, Count, but you'll have to leave. Eventually, Botchford's coming.
I can see the handwriting of the war paper. I am going to do something.
What are you going to do?
I am going into my garage, get into my car, close all the doors and windows, start the motor, and go out and find another girl.
Mr. Box will be here any minute. Say, which dress you going to wear, honey? U-neck or the V-neck?
What?
U-neck or V-neck?
Oh, shucks, if the right fella comes along, I guess we all do. Gee, Graham, what if this millionaire falls in love with me? He proposes. We get married. We settle down. By and by, we have 15 kids.
Then you find out he ain't got no money.
This is a fine time to tell me now that I got 15 kids.
Oh, Miss Canova, Mr. Benchley Botchford's in the living room awaiting your presence.
Awaiting my presence? Gee, I haven't even had time to shop for nothing. Well, it's too late now. Show him in, Winchester.
Very good, Miss Canova. Right this way, Paul.
Good evening, Miss Canova. You know, I was afraid I might be disappointed, but I'm not. You're as beautiful as I've always pictured you would be.
Who? Me, Mr. Benchley?
Yes, well, you're lovely, you're radiant, and you can't be a day over 18 or 19.
Say, does your 20/20 vision look different lately?
Oh, I've been looking forward to this moment for so long. Would you think me too impulsive if I asked you for a kiss?
Huh?
Please. It would mean so very much to me. Kiss me.
What?
Kiss me. Surely you know what I mean. What do you do with your lips?
Hey! She does it too. Say, are you sure you're Benchley Botchford, the millionaire?
Yes, I am Benchley Botchford, and I do have $1 million in my name.
Say, that's a mighty pretty name.
Nothing, really. Why? In 5 years, I expect to have a modest nest egg of $2 million.
Mister, if that's a nest egg, you're looking at an incubator baby.
You may not know it, Miss Canova, but you're very important to me. I feel that you have a definite place in my future. Let us say, a certain responsibility.
Well, so have you. Now, are you going to let those 15 kids run loose in the street?
Whose kids?
Ours.
Hours? How many?
15.
15. Would you repeat that, please?
Not if I can help it.
Miss Canova, I don't understand all this. You're not making any sense.
Well, I can't help it. Those kids are driving me crazy.
Miss Canova, please, let's drop the kids.
What? And have them grow up to be half-wits? Listen here, you got a nerve coming over here and telling me how to raise a family. Get out of here. You ain't no gentleman.
You're mistaken, Miss Canova. We Botsfords come from a fine old English stock. It may interest you to know that I am a cousin of the Duke of Westcott, twice removed.
Twice removed? Well, tell the Duke to move over. Here you go for the third time.
Botsford.
I threw him out, Aunt Aggie. And gee, is he ever wonderful.
Then why were you arguing with him?
Well, you see, this afternoon I wrote in my diary that I was going to have a fight. And my diary always tells the truth.
But why did you have to have a fight?
I couldn't find an eraser. Folks, getting a little serious-like, have you noticed how different everything seems now that the war is over? Even the air seems different. You can almost smell the happiness in it. But just because the war is over, don't you stop writing to those boys over there. I write just as much as I did before, and here's what I say. Dearest darling, I'm writing you today. I'm writing you to say how much I love you, love you. I miss you since you went away. Each night in every dream, I'm dreaming of you. Every minute brings you nearer. Soon I'll hold you close to me. Sweetheart, when we get together, oh, what a day that will be. Dearest darling, I'm closing with a kiss, and please remember this, I'll always love you.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying, good night, soldier, wherever you may be. My heart's lonely without you.
Been such a swell audience. Come back to see us again real soon on our regular Saturday night show. I always like to leave my folks on a high note, so.